It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, baseball's back. That's right. They're getting back out on the diamond this week. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, there's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Additionally, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new users a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. What you need to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's get right to part two of Ross's conversation with Coach James Franklin. And when we finish up, we're going to get your reaction, Ross.
But when you look at it, James, what you've done the last 4 years, three 11-win seasons, the one that wasn't was a 9-win season, three New Year's Day bowls, it's about as good as any four-year stretch in the program's history. But for some reason, it feels like it's kind of going under the radar a little bit. I'm not sure if that's because we're so college football playoff obsessed now or what, but I mean, you look at all time, the last 40 years, your four-year stretch that you just had is about as good as they've ever had. Yet I don't feel like you guys get the attention or get talked about it as much, maybe because it's Alabama and Clemson in the national championship game every year, whatever it is. Do you feel like what you guys have accomplished the last 4 years is under the radar a little bit?
Yeah, I do feel that way. And I think your point is a good one. It's the most successful four-year run in our Big Ten era. You know, it's the most successful we've had. It's funny because sometimes you'll hear people say, well, we want to get back, you know, to you know, where we were. And, you know, it's a 25-year-old kid or a 28-year-old kid saying, and we're like, well, when is that? When did you experience that? You know, but, you know, I'm proud of it. And I still think we got a lot of work to do. And I think your point is a good one. You know, when we decided to go to a playoff, it really devalued the bowls. And for programs like Penn State, it's the playoffs or nothing. Where years ago, going to a bowl game or having a 10-win season or whatever it may be were certain thresholds for certain programs around the country, where now it's really gotten to be for programs like Penn State, it's playoffs or nothing. And then the funny thing is, once you get in the playoffs, it's not going to be just good enough to get in the playoffs. It's going to be the national championship. That the story's just going to change to that. But, you know, I'll say this, Ross. You don't come to Penn State unless you embrace that. Like, this is a place that's got very high expectations and standards. But I do think your point is a good one, especially locally. We just don't have a lot of people telling that story, that narrative. It just, for whatever reason, it's not. But all the facts and all the data back it up.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why is the job you've done recruiting. And, you know, I mainly talk about the NFL. It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, but it's mainly pro football. And interesting, just reading, you know, some of the early evaluations for top prospects coming up. Two guys jumped out at me. You've got a couple of guys on your program right now that are number one ranked at their position. I don't think it's much of a surprise that Micah Parsons is that at linebacker, but I just saw recently where Journey Brown was ranked as the number one running back by Dane Brugler, a guy I really respect. And it's interesting, James, because they're both Pennsylvania kids. One was like the most highly recruited kid ever. One was the least heavily recruited kid ever. And what I think's crazy about it is, you know, I watch every snap you guys play. They both have improved so much since they've been there. Micah playing a new position, Journey from what he was in high school. And yet when I watch them, it's a credit to your coaches, but I also think there's a lot more there. I mean, I really think Micah in year three, Journey Brown really in his second year, getting a lot of touches. There's still a lot more there for those guys.
Well, let me say this from a recruiting and from an evaluation standpoint, if we would have been here, you wouldn't have been at Princeton because we're not letting a guy from our state go to Princeton and then end up playing as many years in the NFL as you did. So we wouldn't have let that happen. I do want you to know that. So those games you cried over, you would have been a part of. But, yeah, you know, I'm proud. You know, I think there's a lot of stories about, you know, recruiting and what we've been able to do. But, you know, I agree with you, Ross. I think the thing that our staff doesn't get enough credit for is the development. I mean, Micah Parsons has only played linebacker for 2 years, you know, and the scary part about him is he hasn't even scratched the surface. There's so much room left for him to improve because of his lack of playing the position, as well as, you know, some other things as well. And then Journey Brown, I just think he always had the tools. He's going to run a crazy 40. Broke Leroy Burrell's 100-meter record in the state of Pennsylvania that held up forever with like a 10.43, something crazy like that. But he's always had freakish athletic ability, but he just needed to get more confident and comfortable with what we've asked him to do. And I thought Coach Sider's done a tremendous job with him, and Coach Pry's done a tremendous job. But I think your point is a good one. You know, for where we want to go, you got to recruit at a high level, you got to scheme at a high level, you got to develop at a high level, you got to do it all. But I don't know if there's too many programs in the country that have developed the way we have over the last, you know, over the last 4 years.
Last question for you, James. You know, in the NFL, it's a hot topic always, more so than it is at the college level, but minority hiring. And again, this offseason, it was a major topic. You know, you are one of the 5 to 10 most prominent black head coaches in the sport. We hear about the issues a lot. I guess my question for you is, do you have any good ideas in terms of solutions as opposed to just pointing out the issues and the problems? What would be your recommendation in terms of solutions?
Well, first of all, I didn't like the solution that they were talking about here recently in NFL. I thought that was a bad deal. But I do think the original Rooney Rule, I think Mike T is a great example. You know, he got the interview because of the Rooney Rule, and then he went in there and blew it away. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that diversity is important in our country. So that you hear different perspectives and you hear different things and, you know, a different viewpoint. All those things are really important. So in the interview process, it's important as well, as long as you're doing it with an open mind. And you never know where it's going to lead. So I just think have an open mind. I think the NFL is very different than college. College has got a little bit of challenge because of recruiting, there's so much pressure to get the job filled as soon as possible, which I think can make it problematic. Where in the NFL, there's really no reason why you can't take your time and be very thorough. Now, I know if there's a bunch of jobs open, there's competition to get a few guys. I get that. But you have a lot more ability to be thorough and go through the process. And Ross, just like you know as well as I do, there's guys out there. You know, there's guys out there that deserve a chance because you see others that haven't been successful and they keep getting opportunities over and over again. It's hard to imagine that Eric Bieniemy doesn't deserve a chance, not just based on what Eric has done, but also you look at Coach Andy Reid, how many guys have come from his tree, you know? So that's the biggest thing. I think at the end of the day, Ross, you know, you want, and I want the same thing, is you want people to get an opportunity on the front end, and you want people to get jobs based on the value that they can bring to that organization, wherever they're from, whatever their background, whatever it is, that you have an open-minded process and that you're interviewing people and giving people a legitimate chance to get the job.
Well, you got the opportunity first at Vanderbilt, and that led to the opportunity at Penn State. We've talked about what you guys have done over the last 4 years. And for your sake and all of us, I hope there is a season. It looks to me like you guys have a chance to have a really good team this year. So let's hope there is some form of a season, even if it's just the Big Ten only. Really appreciate you coming on the show, James.
Hey, Ross, I'm going to throw something out there for you. You know, whether it's this year or next year, I'd love for you to come up and do your show from our facility, like during camp, do it from like, you know, our patio that overlooks practice, and you could interview guys on our staff. You could interview players. It would make it really accessible and maybe something different for you. We'd love to have you. I want to thank you for all the support you've given our program over the years.
That would be awesome. It's only like an hour and 15, hour and 30 minutes away. And every time we drive by, I make my daughters get off the iPad and look at Beaver Stadium and pay homage as we're driving by. So that would be great. James, really appreciate the time. It's great to get your perspective on all that stuff, especially with the big announcement coming out. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
As always, Ross, a great job with that conversation with James Franklin. I'm curious, what are your main takeaways from that chat?
Well, I think a couple things, Jim. I mean, number one, I don't know if Penn State fans appreciate him or what they've done the last 4 years as much as they should. And I get it. You know, like I grew up, I remember the 85 Orange Bowl, the 86 Fiesta Bowl, as we talked about. I remember the 94 team. But if you look at a four-year run, I mean, three 11-win seasons and a 9-win season, it's really, really impressive. And one of the reasons why I certainly hope they have a season this year, I wish they had a full season, because I think that they'd have another 11-win season. I mean, they got a really good team coming back. So for whatever reason, I think my sense is, Jim, that people were so used to sort of Joe Paterno in the Penn State way, and Bill O'Brien wasn't that dissimilar, sort of an old school guy, conservative. When Franklin came in and was a little more energetic, a little more social media friendly, and I think it took some getting used to for some of what I'll call the old guard for Penn State. But I hope they appreciate how impressive he is and the job he's done. I don't know if you could hear, Jim, but when I would ask him a question, you can see it on the YouTube version, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. When I would ask him a question, you could hear a noise. He would be typing. He would be like replying to an email while I'm asking him the question. And then when I'm finished, he would start talking to me and he would answer it brilliantly. Like, the guy's a machine. The guy is an absolute machine. And he's been impressive any encounter I've ever had with him. I think Penn State's really lucky to have him.
All right. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we are going to have Ask Ross.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is back. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.